I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, March 31st. The state Supreme Court will hear the case of the proposed statues on the new Quincy Public Safety Complex in May. Oral arguments in the case have been scheduled for Wednesday, May 6th at 9 a.m. at the John Adams Courthouse in Boston. The case involves a group of Quincy residents who are suing the city to stop the installation of 10-foot-high bronze statues of St. Michael and St. Florian at the entrance to the new Quincy Public Safety Complex on C Street. The plaintiffs argue that the statues would violate the constitutional separation of church and state. The city contends that the statues are longtime symbols of support for police officers and firefighters and have no religious meanings. A Norfolk Superior Court judge imposed an injunction preventing the statues from being installed until the case is resolved. Both sides appeal to the state Supreme Court. The city is being represented by the Beckett Fund for Religious Freedom Pro Bono, and the plaintiffs are represented by the ACLU. The $850,000 statues are currently in storage in a location outside of Quincy. The new public safety complex opened recently. It is home to the police department, fire department administration, and the emergency management department. There are currently six potential candidates seeking to replace Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey in this year's state election. As of March 23rd, six people have filed papers with the Secretary of State's office, setting up campaign committees to run for the DA's seat. Craig McClellan of Cohasset, Juna Perkins of Dedham, Adam Deitch of Quincy, Gregory Connor from Canton, Macy Lee of Milton, and Joseph Pagliarulo from Millis have all set up committees to seek the seat that Morrissey is stepping down from after 15 years in that position. Prior to becoming district attorney, Morrissey was a state senator and state representative beginning in 1977. He will turn 72 years old later this year. Patriots quarterback Drake May and his wife Ann will headline today's 13th annual Saving by Shaving fundraiser at Granite Telecommunications in North Quincy. Today's event is expected to raise more than $3.5 million for Boston Children's Hospital. Every year, celebrities and local leaders agree to have their heads shaved to raise funds for medical research and treatments. To date, the event has raised more than $58.5 million for medical research and treatment at leading Boston medical institutions. More than 12,000 people have had their heads shaved or donated hair for the event. Granite will donate $2,500 for each person who is shaved, which is matched by Granite's owner, Rob Hale, for a total of $5,000 per head. Also participating today will be Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, New England Patriots legend Joe Andruzzi, the president of Children's Hospital, and the MC, Greg Hill. First Lady Abigail Adams' famous Remember the Ladies letter will be the topic of a panel discussion at the Woodward School for Girls in Quincy Center today. The Adams Presidential Center is hosting the symposium from 5:30 to 7 p.m., hosted by Adams Presidential Center's president, Dr. Kurt Graham. Dr. Liz Covart and Diana Carlin will lead the discussion about the 1776 letter where Abigail implored her husband John to remember the ladies when crafting the Constitution. The program is free and will also be virtual at theadamspresidentialcenter.org. The suspect shot by police during a shootout in Brockton early Sunday morning has been identified and is facing several charges. Officers on patrol tried to conduct a traffic stop on a vehicle wanted in connection to a gunshots investigation from earlier last week, just after 2 a.m. The vehicle, a white 2025 Lexus, fled from the officers toward Moraine Street. According to the DA's office, the Lexus spun out of control in the area of Moraine and Spring Streets. After the pursuit, the driver, 44-year-old Jailson Andrade from Brockton, got out of the car and started shooting at the two officers. The officers exited their cruisers. and returned fire, striking Andre once in the shoulder. A handgun with a scratched-out serial number belonging to the suspect was found on the ground in the area. A 71-year-old man sleeping inside a home on Moraine Street was also grazed by a stray bullet in the shootout. He suffered minor injuries. No officers were injured in the shooting. Andre's currently at Boston Medical Center receiving treatment and will be arraigned on several outstanding charges. Nobody was hurt in a two-alarm fire at a home in Brockton yesterday afternoon. Happened at 936 Warren Avenue just before 3:30 p.m. According to Brockton Fire Chief Brian Nardelli, fire crews found heavy flames on the home's second-floor porch as well as in the attic. The fire extended to a vehicle at the rear of the building and a fence. The fire was knocked down within an hour. No one was inside the home when the fire broke out. 11 people were displaced as a result of the fire. The Red Cross is assisting, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. With sea levels continuing to rise, the town of Hull is joining other coastal communities across Massachusetts in asking a question: is it time to start considering moving people out of harm's way? In the past, buyouts of flood-prone homes have happened case by case. Now, state officials are exploring whether a broader pilot program could work. Governor Mara Healey says her administration is focused on helping coastal communities adapt. She says starting the conversation early matters, even if it's uncomfortable. Even those hit hardest by flooding say it's not easy to walk away from a place called home. As it stands right now, any potential buyout program would be voluntary. Currently, a state study is underway with the hopes of launching a program in the next couple of years. Gas prices have soared past $4 on average for a gallon of regular in the U.S., the highest since 2022. Drivers in Massachusetts are still paying slightly less than the national average. Today, the average price for a gallon of gas in Massachusetts sits at $3.81. That's up from $3.76 a week ago and $2.90 last month. Nationally, gas has reached $4 a gallon for the first time since 2022, when prices surged following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This year's increase is tied to renewed conflict in the Middle East after the U.S. and Israel launched airstrikes in Iran on February 28th. The war has disrupted supply chains and driven up the cost of crude oil, adding pressure to fuel markets. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell cautioned that it's still too early to know how the conflict will affect the broader U.S. economy or inflation. Some analysts warn that if the war continues through the end of June, gas prices across the country could climb as high as $7 per gallon. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch took time out yesterday to recognize a longtime employee at the Super Stop and Shop on Newport Avenue. Daniel Troy of Quincy has worked as a bagger at that store for 40 years. Daniel was joined by his sister Mary Ellen as he received a special commendation from the mayor. The citation honors Daniel for his years of service, kindness, and positivity as being a goodwill ambassador around the city. The Quincy Public Schools Band Spring Concert will be held tonight at 6 p.m. at Quincy High School. Concert will feature performances by the Quincy North Quincy Symphonic Band and the Quincy North Quincy Wind Ensemble. The Quincy Police Department offering free child safety seat inspections and installations every Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the new police station on C Street. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 49, the NASDAQ fell 153, and the S&P dropped 25. Asian stocks also lower on mixed signs on Iran. The dollar was down, the euro rose, oil at over $107 a barrel. In sports, the Astros beat the Red Sox 8-1. Series continues in Houston at 8:10 tonight. The Atlanta Hawks beat the Celtics 112 to 102. Seas will be in Miami against the Heat tomorrow night at 7:30. Bruins are home tonight against Dallas at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, scattered showers and temperatures in the mid-60s, but temperatures will be falling throughout the day. For tonight, temperatures will dip into the upper 30s with a shower around. For tomorrow, scattered showers, mild high tomorrow near 70 degrees. Some drizzle on Thursday, much cooler with a high only 40. And warming up again on Friday, cloudy, high Friday 72. The marine forecast calls for 1 foot waves. Southwesterly winds at 10 knots will turn northwesterly in gusts to 20 later today. High tide, 11:06 a.m. Sun rose at 6:28, sets at 7:08. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, March 31st.